This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another great song today and wind down this week's installments in our series of messages on the cross of Christ, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, this series will, of course, continue next week and for many more weeks to come up into the new year. So tune in each and every time that you can. But right now, just before the message, let's hear that great old song, How Could It Be? Enjoy the music, and then after that, Dr. Green.
Poor and despised he came, seeking for me, bearing my woe and shame, my soul to free. For me he suffered here, shed off the bitter tear, in love so pure and dear, how could it be? Down in Gethsemane, there I behold Jesus in agony, sorrow untold. Then at the traitor's call, he went to Pilate's hall, bearing the sins of all. How could it be?
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our kind, gracious, tender, loving, compassionate, long-suffering Savior, Jesus, direct us today for thy sake, honor, and glory. Amen. Several days I've been talking to you about redemption and salvation. Jesus died to redeem us. Jesus lives to save us. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. He lives to make us safe, to rescue us from danger, to preserve us and to safeguard us and keep us. Because he lives, we live. He died on Calvary to redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, Jesus lives to make intercession for us day by day, moment by moment. I'll give you the scripture. I know you want it. I've given it to you, but I'll read it again. Romans 5:10. Well, Romans 5:9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We are now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death, Romans 5:10, much more. Now wait. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death, Calvary, blood, the death of his son, much more. Being reconciled, we are reconciled, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He died to redeem us. He lives to deliver us from the pitfalls of the devil and the snares of hell. He lives to save us from danger, to safeguard us from the pitfalls, and to keep us from stumbling into iniquity and ungodliness. Yes, when we've done our best, we still are unworthy, but he saves us moment by moment, day by day, from temptation and from sin that would rob us, sins, I should say, plural. He redeems us from sin, singular, that would damn us, and he saves us from sins day by day that would rob us of our joy, victory, and our reward. Now, I'm not dissecting, and I'm not cutting up, and I'm not trying to separate redemption and salvation and righteousness and holiness. In other words, all spiritual blessings proceed from Calvary and are ours by means of his blood. What he does for us in redemption is blood. What he does for us in salvation and saving us moment by moment is blood. And righteousness is ours because of blood. Sanctification and holiness and so on. Now, I said, and I didn't yesterday, I said that I would just give you these. I gave them to you very hurriedly. Righteousness is conformity to God's law. The law is holy. The law is righteous. And the only way you can become righteous is to conform to God's law. And the only way you can conform to God's law is in Christ, because Christ fulfilled the law. And Christ in you is the fulfillment of the law. And because of the weakness of the flesh, the law could not make us righteous, but God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So righteousness is conformity to God's law, and that's by blood. Holiness is conformity to God's nature, and when you're born again, you are a possessor of God's nature, partakers of divine nature, Christ in you. If any man have not the Spirit, he's none of God's. And so when you are born again, you're holy. Holiness is conformity to God's nature, and redemption is conformity to God's Son. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, a little bit more. Now let me give you this, and I hope you'll jot down the scriptures. You may not get them all, because I can't wait. The subjects of redemption, those who were in bondage, we are redeemed from our vain manner of living. 1 Peter 1:18. The source of redemption, God's grace. God's grace provided redemption through or in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:24, Ephesians 1:7. The price of redemption, the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7 and Matthew 20 and verse 28. God gave Jesus a ransom also. 1 Timothy 2:6. The substance of redemption, Christ is redemption's substance and embodiment. He made, that is, God made Christ our redemption, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. And there is no spiritual blessing apart from Christ. The receiver of redemption, or that through which we receive redemption, is faith. You remember Anna looked for redemption. Luke 2:38. She looked for redemption. She found it. You will too, by faith. The meaning of redemption is to be purchased, paid for, delivered, and set free. The end of redemption is the redemption of our body. And that's what I'm going to talk about. And I'll bring this part of our series to a close today. Now, in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 23, we read these words. Romans 8 and verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, those of us who are the most spiritual ones now. I said, and there are degrees of consecration and spirituality. There are those who have surrendered everything, soul, spirit, and body, and there are those who have not surrendered all. So those believers who have the first fruits, completely surrendered, completely dedicated. Now listen to what it is. Which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves, Paul said, we groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. Now what does that mean? Are we delivered from the penalty of sin by hope? Does that mean that we are redeemed from the penalty of sin by hope? We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Now, we are redeemed now from the penalty of sin. Sin has no claim on us. The law has no claim on us. Jesus bare our sins. He fulfilled the law, so our sins are gone, and we are conformed to the law in Christ. So sin has no claim on us. The law has no claim on us, because Jesus bare our sins, and he fulfilled the law. Now, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen. I can't see tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know God, and he is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. And all the tomorrows until I am in his presence. Now, in Romans 8:23, we learn that we are yet to be redeemed, but not the spirit, not the soul, not the inner man, but the body. Now, preceding that verse, Paul said the sufferings that we go through here are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Now he's redeemed already. That is, his spirit is redeemed, but he's suffering. I don't suppose anyone ever suffered except Jesus, like Paul. But he said, he said, so far as I'm concerned, the sufferings of this life are not even worthy to be compared. There is no comparison. We shouldn't even compare them to the glory. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature, all creatures, even the air and the earth and everything was cursed. The creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Glory to God. Yes, amen. We'll have a new body. We'll have a new body. A body like unto His glorious body. Now, let me give you some precious truth in these last moments of this broadcast today. And I bring to a close this particular part. And on the next broadcast, we're going to talk about Christ the King. Prophet, priest, and king. Now, Jesus bear our sins, 1 Peter 2:24. So, since He bare our sins and nailed our sins to the cross, then the sin question is settled. There's not one thing you can do about the sin question, because it is settled, it is paid, the ransom is paid, the price is paid, the wages have been met. Therefore, you receive the one who paid the debt. He bare our sins, who His own self bare our sin and own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24, that we being dead to sins, don't you see? Dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not being healed or will be healed, but ye were healed. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2:20, Christ liveth in me. The life I now live in the flesh, so the flesh is not me, the flesh is the house I live in. And in this tabernacle of flesh, and in this body of flesh, the inner man is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, divine nature. God's holiness, God's righteousness abides in my bosom. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So not only does my redemption provide the wages paid that sin demands, the ransom paid that the kidnapper demands, the penalty. Not only does my redemption deliver me from the penalty, but the redemption that is in Christ Jesus is in my heart. Jesus is in my heart. I'm covered by the blood. I'm indwelt by the Spirit. And Christ liveth in me. Now, I read that verse in Romans 5. He died to redeem us. He lives to save us, to safeguard us, to keep us. Little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the propitiation. In other words, beloved, I do not desire to go out and live in sin. I have no desire to go to the beggarly elements of the world and participate in the things of ungodliness and iniquity. And the reason I don't have anything to glory and boast about, the only reason that I do not crave the beggarly elements of the world and the cesspools of iniquity and the hangouts of the ungodly, the reason I do not crave and desire and long for those things is because Christ liveth in me. I'm no different from you so far as I, the man, Oliver Green, is concerned, but Christ liveth in me. He is the righteous one. Now, I love this. through one offering, Hebrews 10:14, through one offering, God in Christ, through the blood, by means of the blood, hath perfected forever all who are sanctified. And all born again believers are sanctified. Because the word means to set apart. When you are born again, you are delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You are raised from the deadness of sin to life in Christ. So you are sanctified. If you're saved, you're set apart. And through the offering of his blood, he hath perfected forever. Now I must hurry. Romans 8:28-29. And I want you to hear this, and I want you to keep it in your heart, because it's glorious. Romans 8:28. You know that verse. For we know that all things, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Well, what is his purpose? What is his purpose? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. All things work together for good. You are being molded daily. You are being trimmed and finished and polished. And as the potter molds the vessel, God is molding and making you, because you are predestined, a born-again, blood-washed, redeemed child of God, one who is covered by the blood, one who is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, one who is a possessor of divine nature, is predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Thank God for the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Thank God for God. Thank God that he so loved that he gave Jesus. My friend by the radio, are you redeemed? Do you know that you possess redemption? I mean by that, do you know that you are a possessor of divine nature, the Holy Spirit? Are you covered by the blood? If you do not know, I ask you to bow your head and talk to God, and just talk to God like you'd talk to your doctor about a physical problem. Tell God that you want him to redeem you through the blood of Jesus. Father, 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 all who are calling, all who are praying, all who are repenting, all who are believing, redeem them now for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green again. I hope you were blessed by the message today and will tune in again each and every time that you can. And before we close today, I want to tell you about our gift offer in. But before that, I first want to thank all of you who have ordered our gift offer M. And it is still available if you have written down the information and can order it. You can certainly do that. But we do have a new gift offer for you, and we are calling it our gift offer in. Now, this offer contains a verse-by-verse commentary on two of the New Testament books in the Bible, and also a beautiful album of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $25 or more. Now, please send more if you can. Your gifts are needed each and every day to keep the Gospel Hour on the air. And after you hear more about it, if you would like to order several sets of this offer to share with your church or others or your Sunday school class, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets of offer in that you want, and please send a donation of at least $25 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you first the musical album, Tell Me the Story of Jesus, 14 great songs on a compact disc, all by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. Songs such as Christ Returneth, Saved by Grace, He Leadeth Me, Christ Receiveth Sinful Men, and so on. Beautiful, beautiful music, 14 songs that you will enjoy, everyone. Then we have my father's verse-by-verse commentary on 1 and 2 Thessalonians, the epistles of Paul, the apostle, to the Thessalonians. Now, this is a hardback book, 308 pages long, including a detailed introduction to the book by my dad, a wonderful study. So, to get both the book and the musical album, just ask for gift offer in as in new, and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.